Quantum of Cat by Stephen J. Grant. Read by Mike Rogers. A faint glow played across the lidded vision of the cat as she sprawled, legs outstretched on the rug, chest rising and falling with shallow breaths. Her eyeballs darted around as she dreamed of whatever cats like to dream of. A mouse. A fight with another cat. Who can say? She rolled over onto her front. One eye cracked open to check on the state of the surrounding room before she started her routine, licking her already clean paws, yawning, then arching her back as if to extract one final click of her spine. The morning proceeded according to plan. Heading into the garden, her jet-black fur accepted the offering of the first rays of the sun as it elbowed its way over the trees, and she glimpsed out of the corner of her eye a field mouse trying to steal a few more minutes of nighttime cover, nosing around for fallen birdseed. This was too good to miss, but she knew not to make sudden movements or get too close too soon. She strolled behind the nearest bush, feigning indifference, and then, turning on a point, crouched, ready to attack. As the unsuspecting animal approached, she pounced and pinned it to the floor using her paw. She pondered whether to toy with it before the kill, but in the end dispatched it with a clean bite. Today she felt magnanimous. Taking the still warm morsel in her jaws, she carried it into the house and left it as a tribute on the rug in the lounge. Walking back outside, she sniffed the bushes for signs of incursion before leaping the fence and catching the scent of a local tomcat. The smell was acrid and loaded with menace. It could only be Ginger from the house at the end of the road. He was the biggest and meanest of the neighbourhood toms and took every opportunity to leave a trail for the lady cats. Next, she walked along the wall that adjoined her house to that of the next-door neighbour, where someone kept a dog outside on a string. What followed was something that she had practiced to perfection. She jumped up onto the dividing wall and began her traverse, pausing every few steps to lick her paws, check her claws, and scratch behind her ears, all the while enjoying how the now demented creature stretched its chain to the limit. She scored extra points that morning for inducing the dog's owner to throw a shoe at the mutt from an upstairs window, trying to shut it up. That done, she jumped off onto the lawn of another neighbour and deposited a soft gift. She knew that the lone human living there would find it later, with luck even stepping in it before shouting his gratitude to her owners. Yes, this was the kind of perfect summer morning that she lived for. The house's humans stirred. The cubs first, who then roused the adults, and the regular bustle of preparing themselves for their day began. There was always more noise than the cat considered necessary, but she would soon enough have the run of the place, with a choice of surfaces on which to luxuriate. The only chore would be having to move from window to window to track that warming yellow disc as it travelled in the sky. The windows facing the street were her favourite, allowing her to pose on a warm windowsill and once again wash her fur while surveying what was going on in the neighbourhood. She counted the humans as they left. 1, 2, 3, each banging the heavy front door as they went. But where was the fourth? Sharp, muttered sounds emanated from the garage, and she made out the voice of the female adult, her least favourite. This was the human that the cat needed to watch, the one that often tried to do unpleasant things to her. There came the sound of many objects being moved around, and then came a crash, followed by more shouts. This was worrying, for reasons she couldn't at that moment pin down. And now she saw the basket. The basket! The small one with the lid. The cat was terrified of this container for several reasons. For first licks, she hated to be confined in a narrow space. Then there was the stale odour within it, with a hint of some unfortunate previous animal's mess. But most of all, she associated it with a visit to the vet. Not that she had had a word for a vet. She had no words. But a cat can think in terms of vivid smells, tastes, vision, and sensations. To the cat, the basket meant a nauseous journey, at the end of which there was a place filled with the sounds and smells of tortured and bewildered animals. And the way the humans there gripped, poked, and jabbed at a simple creature, well, it was cruel. And then there was the sheer indignity of it all. The sense that the rest of cat kind could be looking on with scorn as she sat, all suckered and abused. More than anything else, a cat hates to be controlled. None of that pointless running after a ball that a stupid dog does for its owner. The basket indicated an automatic medium alert. If the human came any closer, evasive action would be required. Sure enough, the monster approached, making pathetic imitation meowing noises, as if that was ever likely to fool the cat. She crouched, ready to flee, with her senses tuned and blood pumping to her muscles, braced for flight. As the human tiptoed nearer, trying hard not to startle her, the cat bolted for the cat flap over on the other side of the kitchen, dodging a clumsy effort to grab her tail as she passed. Easy. Too easy. She hit the flap at full speed, only to bounce back, hurt and confused. Wow! They'd locked it, the brutes! A cat has a strong sense for a trust betrayed. This would be neither forgiven nor forgotten. No matter. She'd noticed a window open earlier on the upper floor through which she could escape. It was a fair drop from there down to the garden, but she'd made bigger jumps and lived. First, she did another manoeuvre around the outstretched hand, making it grasp at empty space. This time using a well-practiced roll and crouching run. Darting out of the kitchen, she gained the stairs, scrambling two at a time. At the top, she took a tight right turn, and passing through a doorway, she made a leap and clean landing on the narrow windowsill, only to discover that the window was closed. She stared in horrified disbelief. What sick mind could have done this? This was now a full code red. The human was almost on her, and she'd wasted too much time. Okay, last resort, the hairball trick. The cat always kept a hairball secreted at the back of one or other cheek for such a crisis. She'd never put the plan into action before, but trusted her instincts. She part-swallowed the compact object while breathing in at the same time. Sure enough, it triggered a choking reflex. Her plan was that the human would back off and give her the time to dodge and look out for a safe place to jump, maybe on top of a cupboard or a shelf, anywhere out of reach. It was a terrible miscalculation. The cat, now focused on choking, failed to evade easy capture. A hand closed on the scruff of her neck and hoisted her up before turning her upside down. A sharp knock on her back shocked the breath out of her, propelling the hairball across the room. It hit a vase on the desk with a loud ping. There was no time to draw satisfaction from the sound. Now they were on the move, towards the stairs and the basket of doom. The female human was stroking the cat now, holding her close in what would in other circumstances be a soothing way. Wait, was this another chance? The cat deployed her claws and made contact. She penetrated the woman's skin through her thin covering layer, drawing blood and a gratifying screech. Sucker! Any moment now, the cat expected to be dropped and could resume her escape manoeuvres. But no! The human still had her suspended by her neck above the floor in a now painful vice-like hold. Was that it? Had she lost the battle? Not at all. A cat never gives in, not even in a situation as dire as this one. There remained a chance of exploiting a momentary loss of concentration on the part of her foe. As the human placed the cat into the basket, she would have to let go, and there would be a sliver of time during which the lid would still be open, if only by a fraction. Precise timing would be everything, but yes, it might work. Seconds later, she could see the basket close by, and she waited as the woman lifted the lid and placed her inside. Now! She made a quick, last jab at the human's paw, hearing another yelp. But she had mistimed the final spring toward freedom. She was a fraction too slow, and her head clashed with a now-closed flap. The cat felt the world had crashed in on her, and that she had let her kind down. Perhaps there had been a lapse in planning, or it was a case of poor judgment, who could say? It would need to be analysed later. Lessons had to be learned, but no time for that now. As she clawed at the basket's sides and snarled her displeasure, she glimpsed that the surrounding scene was changing. They were outside. And then she was in one of those moving boxes. She heard an engine start and experienced the undulating sensation of being in motion. By now her heart was beating so hard that her chest might burst. As she rocked with the car's movement, she tried to hold back her nausea. But hey, at least if she vomited up some fish from the morning feed, she could make a defiant statement. A gesture. You may have beaten me this time, but you will never control me. The car stopped and restarted, turning first one way, then another. She heard a disembodied voice sounding from the front where the woman was sitting, as if another human were trying to speak to the driver. The car jolted and came to a stop with a loud rending. A painful noise like something smashing, and she was pitched forward inside her prison. She tensed in panic. What was happening out there? Now the human was out of the car, shouting at another, a male, who shouted back even louder. 2 minutes later the human was back, breathing loudly and banging inside the car with her hands. More shouting. At last things went quiet. Was this a good sign? Might the woman abandon this stupid journey and restore the cat to the safety of her home? But then the engine noise resumed, and they were moving again. At last they halted. The engine stopped, and she was lifted into what smelt like the animal prison. Dogs barked, doors banged open and closed. She heard the straps on her box lid being loosened. Another opportunity for escape beckoned. Just at that moment, however, something changed. An imperceptible adjustment, far below the level of consciousness. A tiny, decaying event that set off a cascade of other events. A message arrived into her chest, conducted along what humans would call a nerve. Not that the cat had any comprehension of any of this. All she knew was a tension in her chest had risen from nowhere, a white veil falling over her vision. Her breath stopped. She floated, momentarily suspended between life and death. And as the flap was raised, and harsh light bathed the basket, and as the cat passed through the cat flap of existence, and entered the garden of eternity, a fleeting impression flashed across what remained of her mind. Dead, then.